This is Mark Bentley with It's Not So Trivial, a weekly look at New Mexico trivia and what's behind it. It's Not So Trivial is brought to you in part by Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, just north of Santa Fe at Pojoaque Pueblo, on the web at buffalothunderresort.com. Elizabethtown, rich in history and once full of life, with over 7,000 residents, it's hard to imagine Elizabethtown as it once was. The hauntingly beautiful remains of the once bustling boom camp look silently over the Moreno Valley in the face of the imposing Baldy Mountain. More about this, our latest ghost town, after this. Described as Santa Fe's playground, Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino has a Hilton Hotel, casino, golf, spa, and convention facilities. For more information on weekend getaways to large gatherings, Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino is on the web at BuffaloThunderResort.com. It all began in 1866, just a year after the Civil War ended, when Ute Indians arrived at Fort Union, just north of Las Vegas, wanting to trade pretty rocks for supplies. Stationed at Fort Union, Captain William H. Moore was acquainted with one of the Indians. He'd once found the Indian badly wounded and on the verge of death, given him water and taken him back to the fort, where he was nursed back to health. Ever grateful to Captain Moore, the Indian gave him several of the so-called pretty rocks, which Moore quickly recognized as being rich in copper. The ore had been found on the upper slope of Baldy Mountain, a little over 12,000 feet, on the western edge of the Maxwell Land Grant. The Indian agreed to leave Captain Moore and several other soldiers to a spot high on the majestic mountain, where enough copper was found to stake the first of many claims in the area. While continuing to explore the area, three of the men made camp on the banks of Willow Creek. Passing the time, one of the men took a gold pan from his saddlebag and began sifting the creek gravel. When his loud, excited shout pierced the quiet evening, his companions came running to his side. All thought of copper vanished from their minds as the three men stared at sparkling gold flakes lying in the base of the pan. They wasted no time immediately exploring the area, spending the next several days panning the creek and chipping at rock. But it was already October, and winter comes early to the high slopes of Baldy Mountain. Vowing to keep their findings secret, the three carved the words Discovery Tree on a ponderosa next to their camp. They then made their way down the mountain and began the long trek back to Fort Union. But the secret was just too big. And during the long, idle months of winter, their pledge was broken. Word got out, and when the snow melted in the spring of 1887, they were just the first of many men flooding the area to find their fortunes. A final bit after this.
For more than a century, New Mexico Highlands University has served as a leading academic, cultural, and economic institution for the communities of northern New Mexico. Founded in 1873 as a normal college focusing on teacher education, today Highlands students succeed in the arts, sciences, business, teaching, nursing, and social work, making a difference locally and globally.
Lucian B. Maxwell, longtime resident of the area and the sole owner of the Maxwell Land Grant, owned the Moreno Valley as well as Baldy Peak. The already wealthy land baron and entrepreneur watched the storm of gold seekers with great interest and realized that he couldn't fight the inevitable. Taking full advantage of the situation, Maxwell welcomed the squatters by charging them for the use of his land, fees for placer and quartz claims, and toll charges for the use of the good road that he had constructed. Next week, we'll continue exploring Elizabethtown. It's Not So Trivial has been brought to you in part by Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, just north of Santa Fe at Pojoaque Pueblo, on the web at BuffaloThunderResort.com.